Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Gardos got the win last night, and I feel like I'm starting to coin a phrase here. Manzardo the Gardo. I've been throwing that out there every time we do lineups. It's not in very funny or interesting.
No, I don't like it.
But
it's kind of lame.
Well, why?
It's kind of lame.
It rhymes.
So what?
Which is the bigger part, the Manzardo or the Gardo?
The Gardo. Gardo's lame.
Why?
It's lame.
Is this because Ken likes Gardo, so you hate it prematurely, and then you got to bring that hatred to my show?
I didn't know he liked it, but that makes perfect sense why he would like Gardo.
Why? Are you a Guards guy?
Guards is better than Gardo. Although I have said in my house, Gardos are the Gardos on tonight. I have to admit that. I have said that. But I don't like Manzardo. Gardo? Manzardo what?
Manzardo the Gardo.
No. You can do better than that.
Can I?
I don't know.
I mean,
somebody has to do better than that if it's not you.
Granted, somebody has to clean up this mess. You're setting a little high bar for you can do better than this. Let's lower the bar.
Mangardo?
How is this?
I don't know.
It's not in Latin. It's Manzardo the Gardo. It rhymes even. I made it easier for you because it rhymes.
You know what I was curious about? I switched the game off. I thought they were going to lose. I admit. I went back to Monday Night Football. I was flipping back and forth between the two. I'm like, yeah, it's over. So I go back to Monday Night Football, and then I see on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days, the home run. And my first thought was, how's that Aaron Civale trade look these days? Remember how many people were upset last year that they... Right. Were you one of them?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Okay. Can I defend myself for a half second?
Please. You do a better job of that than Manzardo the Gardo.
How dare you, but also that's fair. So basically my idea was I didn't like that and the Josh Bell trade at the same time. I saw the value in the Civale trade, but I felt like you basically walked in and clubbed a baby seal in that clubhouse that was also dealing with, I think everybody knew Tito was getting ready to retire. So I think you finished off that season. I thought they still could have been in the playoff hunt because I thought they had played better as they got closer to the deadline.
Yeah.
And I felt like, honestly, I had a bigger issue with the Bell trade, but I hated the idea of, even with great value, that's such a tough thing to sell for a team that mathematically had a pretty strong chance to make a wild card run, if not a run at the AL Central.
Nothing about that team felt like a playoff team to me last year. At no point did I look at that team and think they were viable, legitimate contenders.
I feel like we said that about the 2016 team until June.
I don't know, man. That Andrew Miller trade changed a lot.
Well, yeah, but that happened in August.
And that was an I mean, we don't need to go 10 years ago, but that was an organization that had the pulse of the locker room and knew what was capable of and went all in. And last year was an organization that also had the pulse of the clubhouse and knew, nope, this ain't the year.
Also, Kyle Manzardo's been up for like 3 weeks.
Well, no.
Actually, this isn't even true, like 2 weeks.
Here's the point that I made last year was you could not trade Aaron Civale and get Kyle Manzardo in February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
You could not have made that trade in November after the season. Like, that was the perfect opportunity of squeezing every bit of trade value out of a guy who was way over his skis. And yeah, I mean, Manzardo could still be a flop. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to trust your talent evaluation. And in this instance, it was a sell higher than you could possibly. It's like selling GameStop stock at the very top and getting Apple on a dip.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay.
Can you put it in dumber terms, like poor people terms?
They made a good trade.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, okay. I think that's fair. I just think it was, you know, it's been interesting. Like, we've tried to have a conversation about five different times in the show. It's becoming the new Ryan Spielberg's interview where, you know, like 8 years ago, they taped the Ryan Spielberg's interview and didn't play it for like 3 months. And every day they thought they were going to play it, but they just never got around to it. And I don't think they ever got around to it. But one of the topics that's been like the Spielberg's interview for us is the Guardians would be where they are, wouldn't be where they are without fill in the blank. And 3 weeks ago, Keith was going to say Junkensi Noel. And now today, you're probably saying Angel Martinez because he's filled in for Steven Kwan for 5 days.
Yeah.
And it's actually giving you production across the top of the lineup, which you weren't getting 6 days ago.
Right.
So I think what's wild about last night's win is, as much as we get excited when like Steven Kwan has four hits and one of them's a home run and you win by three runs, I think there's something about the underdog mentality of Guardians fans that when Manzardo and Martinez are big parts of the win, or when it's other guys, the Bo Naylors, the Schneemans, I do think that I don't want to say it makes it easier to root for, but I think it adds a dimension of special. Even though right now we should be looking at Naylor and even Jose to some degree and being like, you guys gonna wake up for the playoffs?
Yeah, it's a really fun team to watch, and it's a really easy team to root for.
Yeah.
Because they play their asses off and they compete every single night. And when you run hard to first on a ground ball double play, it's little things like that this mm-hmm. team routinely does and consistently does. They're an easy team to like.
I mean, Vogt last night choked up talking about Manzardo hitting the home run and Josh Naylor cheering for him at second base. What will, if they do something in the playoffs, I think it'll be one of the indelible images of this season, is that shot from center field. Is Josh losing his mind on somebody else's home run?
Yeah.
I also think, like, I thought at some point, we get to a point where I could tell you the variance in the playoffs for the Guardians. We got 11 games left. I have no earthly idea. And I don't know whether some of that is that the rest of the Central has dipped back a little bit. I don't know if it's because it sure seems like there are two top seeds here, and it's going to be the Guardians and either the Yankees or the Orioles. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Or if maybe it's just the offense isn't predictable enough. But if you had told me on September 17th that my perspective or my thoughts on the variance are they could go one and done in the playoffs or they could win the whole damn World Series, I don't know that I could have predicted this, even though that's stuff we said 3 months ago. I think it's wild that we haven't cleared that up in 3 months of baseball.
Well, I mean, part of that is just the nature of the game today and the way the game's evolved with bullpens. That, I mean, in 2017, would you ever have thought that Indians were going to go out in the first round?
No.
No chance.
No.
No chance. That team looked like they were headed back to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just part of the unpredictability. Like the NBA, up until last year, you kind of knew. You knew who was advancing and you knew who wasn't. NFL is a little bit more wide open. There's more upsets. But with baseball and just the unpredictability of bullpens and relievers, and it's become such a bullpen game, and you just have to get hot at the right week.
Yeah.
Well, that's really it.
And here's the other thing. Conversely, you also need to massively sidestep any prolonged slump. Like a two-game slump is the difference between winning the World Series and getting bounced out in the ALDS.
Yeah.
So you already have a hyper-volatile playoff set, and then you have a team that, like, fundamentally, like, I know there are teams that are sexier because they hit more home runs, and I know there are teams that their starting rotations might be better. And so you can hang your hat on those things. Predominantly, that's not always what wins in the playoffs. Like, yes, if you have a if you can hit 500 home runs in a season, you're going to have a good chance. But, like, what the teams that I tend to hedge the bets with the most are the teams that are, like, 1 through 3, right? Rotation, bullpen, and lineup, some variance of good or great. And I think you've got an elite bullpen still. You got 4 guys that are elite at the back of that pen and then a couple more usable guys. I think the rotation is above average-ish. And then I think the lineup is the ultimate wild card now, which is not what we would say, again, 7 weeks ago, because of just how inconsistent and how, I think, banged up this lineup is.
For me, the whole key to this team making a deep playoff run is get an early lead. Get an early lead and get to the bullpen as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 2-0, 1-0, 2-0 in the third inning, fourth inning, you're going to see Steven Vogt to the bullpen. I totally believe that. And you're asking 3 or 4 guys to get you 12 outs, 15 outs.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Outs. 18 outs, whatever it is. So if, and that's where the urgency to get Stephen Kwan, whether healthy or right or whatever it is, whether it's his back or just a horrific slump, figuring out how to get him back to, he doesn't have to be the 395, 400 hitter that he was.
Yeah.
But just get back to 300, putting the ball in play and making things happen and setting the table for guys like Hosey and Josh Naylor. Get an early lead and get to the bullpen as fast as you can.
Well, and I think it's funny because we mentioned it's the other guys doing the heavy lifting. John Kensinoel had like a 3-week stretch where he was just, he was just a home run waiting to happen. That's dissipated a little bit, but like, Angel Martinez early in the season, now once again just getting on base, just doing the little stuff. Schneeman's had his moments. The fundamental flaw of the last 7 weeks is you're still just not getting the quality. The reason why you're the wide variance offensively is where it is because Kwan has been abysmal.
Yep.
And I don't know that Naylor's been that much better. Like his numbers, like if you look at his numbers and splits the last 3 months, they don't look as ghastly as Stephen Kwan. That's more of a commentary on Kwan and his health and maybe approach than it is like some sort of endorsement of Josh Naylor. I've almost wondered if Josh is hitting his way off this team in the future.
Well, the contract is he's got a year left after this, so that's a whole other discussion to have for down the road. But I haven't looked at these numbers lately, but as of like probably 3 weeks ago or a month ago, as abysmal as maybe the average of some of the other things have gotten, he's still driving in runs. Like, that's all you want out of him. Just knock guys in. When guys are on base, drive them in. And his RBI totals were holding. And again, I haven't looked at this like over the last 3 weeks to see if it's changed at all. But his RBI totals were holding very consistent. And okay, I don't care if you hit 220. If you're getting the guy home from third with less than two outs, or if you're finding the single with a guy at second, that's good enough. Just get the runs home when they're on base in front of you. I don't care. If he strikes out with nobody on base, so be it.
Can I get just like a skosh more situational awareness, though? Like, if your team is struggling to drive in runs, it's okay to look for a double. You don't have to. Like, and I know there's always a little swing and miss to Naylor. To the degree that Josh Naylor swings and misses he was like every fat guy in a softball
game. In a beer league
game.
Softball game.
Yes, where he's just like, you know what? I could get a 200-foot single here. Instead, I'm going to try and hit the thing to the next town over.
His shoes are untied by the end of the at-bat?
Yes.
From swinging so hard?
And again, I am speaking from personal experience that I knew. I have one gear, which is I could hit the ball a mile. If I don't do that, it's going to be the longest single you've ever seen, which is okay when you're 300 pounds and playing at 27 in a softball league. When you're the cleanup hitter on a team that could win the World Series, we just need you to simmer down just a little bit there.
Just driving runs. I don't care what you do the rest of the time. Just stay being productive.
You know, wait. So I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
You are going to mother bleep him at least once in the playoffs, though, because we're to the point where it's such to an extreme level of swing and miss.
Yeah.
It's going to happen in a crucial spot when all you need is just somebody to get on base and no one's on base and he's going to just swing out of his shoes.
Because if you need someone to get on base, it's even better if he just does it himself and hits it out of the park. Especially in the postseason. There's all kinds of numbers. If you've got to have a team that can hit the ball out of the park to have success in the postseason.
I think you got to walk a line there.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.